This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The first of two services will be held today for Captain Jim Tatro of the Los Angeles Police Department. He died last month. Tatro was instrumental in establishing the cold case unit at the LAPD.
The cold case unit looks into unsolved homicides. Cold case units have been glamorized by the movies and by television. But as Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates discovered, real-life cold case work, well, it lasts a lot longer than several television seasons.
Los Angeles has one of the highest homicide rates in the country. 10 years ago, there were more than 9,000 unsolved homicides dating back to the 1960s on the books. That's about 45% of all homicide cases. Back then, Jim Tatro headed the elite robbery homicide unit of the LAPD. He thought an interagency team of police, prosecutors, and forensics people could put a dent in the city's unsolved homicide rate, so he started a conversation about that. Dave Lampkin is a retired detective who worked with Jim Tatro. He remembered how crushed they all were when Tatro's boss initially nixed the idea of a cold case unit.
I was really disheartened, and then again, Jim told me not to worry, it's not over yet. He kind of gave me that wink that he used to give people.
Then, a few days later, Lampkin's phone rang. It was Tatro.
First thing he says to me, he says, "We got a unit." He says, "You're going to be in charge." And he says, "You got six detectives, and we want the detectives picked by the end of next week."
And the LAPD's cold case unit was born. In the last decade or so, more and more units like this have sprung up around the country. TV shows like Cold Case have glamorized their work.
The timing adds up. Jill Shelby, beaten at a neighbor's house, found the next morning case was never solved.
Are you saying we should open a 27-year-old case, though?
There's new direction.
Meet Tom Moriello. He knows why more of these cases are reopening.
If you really look at what has changed in the last 10, 15 years for us to believe all of a sudden that we want to look at cases that are 5, 10 years old, and it's DNA.
Moriello teaches criminalistics and forensic science at the University of Maryland. He says every state now mandates DNA collection when felony arrests occur. Sometimes a computer makes a match with previously connected DNA. Moriello says that match may lead to something. May.
Of course, now just getting a hit in itself doesn't make a case. Then you have to take that cold case out, and then you have to reinvestigate it and apply that new information to the case.
Andy Rosenzweig is a retired New York City detective. He now consults with other police departments that want to set up their own cold case units.
There have been an awful lot of people who've gotten away with murder, and that doesn't sit well with really any responsible person in the criminal justice system.
Rosenzweig says the pain of victims' families often compels police to continue work on their own on homicides long after they occur.
I'd say it's fairly common for an officer to be with a case for years and with an uncomfortable feeling that it's unresolved.
The search to close a long, cold homicide case usually doesn't rely on machines like the high-tech stuff in this scene from the TV series CSI.
Fire up that gas chronograph mass spectrometer thing, will you?
No problem, sir.
Instead, it requires a lot of calling, trolling through old paperwork, and tedious research. Andy Rosenzweig says TV scenarios where crimes are instantly solved from a single fingerprint or bullet casing work great for crimes on TV. Not so in real life.
It sets up unreasonable expectations. And often what they see on a TV show, for a variety of reasons, won't be able to be applied to their particular case.
Recently, a group of cold cases were closed out in L.A., courtesy of the unit Jim Tatro started. Work from Tatro's unit enabled the LAPD to arrest Chester Turner for the murders of 10 women over 10 years. It's the largest unsolved serial homicide in the city's recent history. That was Jim Tatro's final legacy before his death at 58 of brain cancer. Turner's arrest was headline news, so most Angelenos realize he's been caught. Dave Lampkin says they don't realize what they might have been spared.
Jim's actions probably saved a lot of people's lives. Those are repetitive offenders, and if you don't get them now, someone else is going to be killed 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 10 years from now.
A LAPD memorial service with full honors for Tatro is being held today. A family funeral mass follows tomorrow. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.